When you're hyphenating lyrics, you can't always use the syllabification in a dictionary because dictionaries often divide a word by underlying units of grammar, whereas lyrics call for divisions based on sound. For instance, look at the word legend. A dictionary would divide it after the G, resulting in a lyric which would be pronounced leg end. But a lyricist, hyphenating for sound, would hyphenate after the first E, L-E hyphen G-E-N-D, legend. So there's a couple basic guidelines which a lyricist can use for the majority of situations. Particularly the first two will cover, yeah, I don't know, 80% of most situations. Number one, hyphenate between double consonants, like funny, F-U-N hyphen N-Y, not F-U hyphen N-N-Y, hyphen between the double consonants. Two, try to split the syllables so as to elongate the vowel, to have the singer hang on the vowel rather than close it off to a consonant. For instance, the word water, you want to hyphenate W-A hyphen T-E-R, water. Not W-A-T hyphen E-R, water. Then there's two more. You want to try to hyphen between differing consonant sounds, like in the word vector. You want to hyphenate between the C and the T, V-E-C hyphen T-O-R, not V-E hyphen C-T-O-R. You want it to look like vector, not vector. And then lastly, make exceptions for the remaining 20% for reasons of clarity, like the word booking. You want to do B-O-O-K hyphen I-N-G, not boo king. Right? Even though you're trying to elongate the vowel, if you elongate it, it looks like boo king. So these guidelines are not going to cover every situation. I'll give you an example. Look at the woman's name, Callie. Callie. The guidelines would lead you to hyphenate that between the L's, but then you get Cal hyphen Lie, which second syllable then rhymes with by. You get Cali is what it looks like to the eye. So then you try to, hyphenate it the other way. Call hyphen IE. Then you get Cali, which isn't right. And putting the hyphen the other side of the L's, you get C-A hyphen L-L-I-E, Cal, yay. And that's not right either. So that kind of leaves you with Cal Lie as your best choice, but it isn't clear. So at the end of the day, what you want to rely on is not necessarily the dictionary, but your ear. That's going to be, your best final arbiter. Is what your ear is telling you to do. All right, hope that helps rather than confuses.